રામાનંદ સંવાદ ટુમારો ઓલ્સો ઇન ક્લાસ દેટ ક્લાસ ઇન મોર્નિંગ આઈ વિલ ટેલ ફર્ધર આઈ ઓલ્સો વોન્ટ ટુ ગીવ યુ વેરી મેલોડિયસ ટેસ્ટ ઓફ કૃષ્ણ લીલા ઓલ્સો સો સમથિંગ આઈ એમ ગોઈંગ ટુ સ્પીક ઇન ક્યા હોગે So it's become Srimad Bhagavatam, a very little way, for 20 or 25 minutes. Have I told something about that Uddhava went to Braja? Here, no?
Not here.
Where?
In Holland.
No, also here in
England.
In Los Angeles. Something. So only one two shloks I will read. That how sweet is Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava went to Vrindavan from Mathura. Krishna told that I am waiting here. No one is to talk about Braja. None are qualified. And there are none qualified to give consolation to my father and mother, especially to gopis, who were so much beloved. They have left everything. They have left their husbands, houses, varnashram dharma, even their shame,
shyness, their
shyness, which is the ornament of woman's everything left for Krishna. Now I have come Mathura. They are waiting so much. So Uddhava, you should go. You are a very intelligent person and you know Brahma Gyan and all other things so much. You can go and satisfy them, consolate them. Uddhava told, I can go there, but I cannot leave you. The person told, I am here very little part, but I am fully I am in Braja. If you will go there, you will see that I am there. I fear that you will not return seeing me there in full. Then he agreed. Krishna took, you should also hear, come on, all persons. So Krishna told that you should go on this golden chariot. He took his vanmala, very beautiful, in the neck of Uddhava. He also gave his pitambar chadar to Uddhava, and he told that you should go. Krishna was coming with him. And Uddhava was seeing that Krishna does not want to leave me. So he chad gaya.
Climb.
He climbed on the chariot. Krishna began stand up there. The dust rat, the chariot came out of his sight. The bhul ur rate.
Dust rat came.
Dust
down.
There.
Flying in the sky.
Flying. They also subsided. Uddhava went to Mathura, Braja. Then in evening Krishna returned. Went first to meet Nanda Maharaj. It was evening, some darkness came. Cows were returning to their homes. All the sky was full of cows.
Dust.
At once, Uddhava saw. They all gopis are remembering Krishna as if Krishna was there in Braja. All the cows having so much
milk.
Udders.
Udders.
Coughs very white like Rajhansa.
Swans.
Very beautiful. Jumping here and there. The boys were, cowherd boys were playing as if Krishna was there. Some gopis. They were turning. The lamps, ghee bhakti with ghee.
Ghee lamps.
Ghee lamps. Very beautiful. Whole breath was so beautiful. So much fragrance was coming. And all were doing Krishna. What Kirtan? Govinda Damo Dharma. Some were clapping their boys, sons. Oh, sleep. Not sleeping, telling. Well, Govinda Dhamo Dharmadaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharmadaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharmadaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharmadaveti. Somewhere sleeping. Or brooming.
Sweeping.
Or brooming. Some were cooking, but all were singing. Govinda Dhamo Dharmadaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharmadaveti. Govinda Dhamo Some were doing
grinding.
Some were doing like this,
stirring,
making atta,
flour. Grinding.
All are singing. Udukkale sanghatatan dulancha sanghantayanto musalaihi pramukha gayanti gopya januta anurada Govinda Dhamo coming, they were remembering the pastimes of Krishna in childhood. And they are chanting this. Very melodious. Govinda Damo Dharma. Oh, how beautiful they are. More than lakhs and lakhs Lakshmi. So beautiful. Their, what this, wrist?
Waist.
So
thin.
They some broad. So beautiful. Silken dresses. Lahanga and this. Very beautiful. He astonished. He saw that really this bread. And Krishna is here playing. At once the scene turned. And he saw that. All are eating. Cows are not eating grass. They are not getting milk. The calves are not taking milk of their mothers. Only weeping and seeing towards north, because from Mathura, Vrindavan is north. All the gopis were very lean and thin. Yashoda has become very lean thin. He is about to die. Nanda Maharaj is not taking anything. The peacocks are not now dancing. Cuckoos not telling anything. Parrots nothing. All weeping. He became very sorry. Anyone told that this is the palace of Nanda Maharaj? Nanda Maharaj also heard that a boy has come from Mathura. His name is Yudha. Oh, he is very, very, very near and dear to me. He is the friend of Krishna. He went there and he embraced Yudha. Come on. And began to weep. He wanted to ask Yudha that how Krishna is. My son, beautiful son Kanhaiya, how he is. But he could not speak anything. He became
shocked.
Tears, they are coming. He told that, I have heard that Kansa has been killed. Kansa has been killed by his own fault. Anyone has not killed. He was killed only for his bad activities has killed him. How is my brother Vasudeva? And again he remembered Krishna and became shocked. But eyes are tearing, coming tearing. He told the Uddhava, what can I tell? I want to forget Krishna. I cannot forget. When I am in my home and seeing the toys of Krishna, his little bansi there, his garments there, it remembers me. And I cannot check myself. So I become upset. So I give up. I used to give up my home and go to Yamuna to take bath and to be subside all these things. But here I am seeing that a Krishna little
footprints
are there. They remembered me. All things. All these trees are weeping. Where is Shyam? Where is Kanai? There is no tree where Krishna has not done any pastime. So they cry. They now are drawing. Jamuna is
drawing.
No water. So everything is, everyone is weeping there. I have no consolation. Then I used to go to Govardhan to forget all Krishna. Oh, I see then so many gopis where he has played with gopis, gopals, gopis. He used to go to cow grazing. Then I become more and more
overwhelmed.
I cannot check myself. Again I come to home. But I cannot control myself. And he began to weep more loudly. Uddhava has no what to console him in his dictionary. Yeah. How to console him? In mind he thought that in whole world Nanda Maharaj is so much
fortunate
that he has a son like Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is waiting for that boy. So he is most fortunate. And Yashoda is most fortunate. But what to tell? How I should console him? I should tell that you should weep more and me more weep. This will not console. Then what should I tell? Don't weep. All Shastras are telling that those who have one drop of tear for Krishna, they are so much fortunate. And he has so much. So how can I tell that don't weep? What should I tell? I was thinking that I am so much learned person and so much Brahmajnani. But here I fell to tell any word to them. At last he told, you are so much fortunate in this world. None are fortunate like you. You and Mahajasoda, well, you are so fortunate. That Krishna is not your son only, he is God of gods, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma and Shankar cannot see the lotus feet of Krishna in their hearts, even doing austerities for more than lakhs and lakhs years. And you are telling that he is my son, having Krishna in your lap, and Krishna is taking your souls. And very happily. So you are so lucky. Nanda Maharaj began to weep more and he told, I thought that you are so intelligent, being a friend of Krishna, but I see that you are so foolish, having no knowledge at all. You know? That Krishna, you are telling that Krishna is God. I used to think that he is my son. But in now you are telling that he is God of gods, Supreme Personality. So how I am lucky that he left me and he went to Mathura. So I am not his father. I am not qualified to be his father. And Yashoda is not qualified to be the mother of Krishna. So he went to Mathura, where there is much and more prem, affection and love. So I am not his father. You are telling that he is my son and also gods of God. So if he has left me, then you should see that anyhow I receive that son And now he has left me and he has gone to Mathura. I see that there is none in whole world.
So unfortunate as me.
And so degraded or what? And he began to weep long without thought. I have done mistake. I should not have told this thing. Really? Nand Baba again told, you know, there is only one father in this world, and he was Dasarath Maharaj. When Ram left home and went to jungle for 14 years, Dasarath could not check himself, and he at last told, Ram, Ha Ram, and Ha Ra, he could not tell his mom. And he left his. He died. But I am more unlucky. I am like a stone. And I have not died yet. And Krishna went there. So how I am a father? I am not like a father. I am not a Gandhav.
A scent
of prem. That is why he has come. And he began to weep bitterly. Yashoda Ma was weeping and he became senseless. Udhat could not tell him anything. He saw that, oh, I was thinking that I am supermost devotee of Krishna, but I think that now Nanda Mama is like Himalayan mountain and I am a dust. Now he thought that, oh, Krishna sent me to learn all these things. It became morning. Whole night they were talking like this, all these things. If I tell all the history of their talking, then I think that 10 days will go away. So very briefly outline I gave. In the morning he took bath nearby a pond that is now called Krishna Kunda. And he saw that there is a very dense forest of kadamba trees, very big trees, very beautiful things, dense forest, so sun's rays cannot enter there. He saw that there are so many girls there, gopis, and all are weeping. He went there and did pranam. But when they saw Uddhav, one gopi told, who is he? You don't know, Sakhi? He has come from Mathura. She told this, how he came? On the same chariot in which Akrur came and took away Krishna, our dear beloved. Same chariot? Yes, yes. Why he came? Now he has taken Krishna and Hawaii he came again. Oh, Sakhi, another gopi told, you don't know. Kansa has been died. He has been killed. Now his
oblation
ceremony is going on. After 11 or 12 days or 13 days, offering. So this ceremony is going on, but they are not having any pind to offer. So he has come here that all the persons of Braja, all goat, gopi, cows, everything has been died in the separation of Krishna. So we should take the hrithpinda heart of all the gopis who are dead, and it will be given to Krishna Kamsa. So he has come. Uddhava, no, I have done mistake. In the meantime, one gopi tells, you know, why he came not on foot, but he has come on the very golden chariot? No, I don't know. Another told that I know. But here, because Krishna was here only like a goat having some steed running after cows, no umbrella, no shoes, anything. So now he has become the king of Mathura. And lakhs and lakhs of servants are there. He has so much wealth. So he has come in a golden chariot to show his father and mother that now, oh, you see, I am not that Krishna. Now I have become the king of Mathura. So wealthy, so rich person, so famous person. My servants go here and there in golden chariots. So he has come to show you. Another gopi told, Uddhava is telling that, I have done so much mistake. Why I came on the chariot, golden chariot? O Prithvi Devi, O Mother?
Earth.
What Mother?
Earth.
Earth. You should
open up.
Open up.
Open. And I want to go. And I never want to show my face to gopis and gopis. Really, I have done so wrong. One gopi told, who is he coming? Another gopi told, he is Shyam, but not really Shyam. Why he told? She told, he was like Krishna. He was also like Krishna, Shyam. And appearance both likewise. You know that Srimati Radhika are gopis in separation mood. If tamal tree was there, they used to embrace that tamal tree, that he is Krishna. But they saw Uddhav like Krishna, face everything, Banmala and Pitambar. But they did not meant and not embraced. Why? Why? Prem has some marjada. Prem has some rules and regulations. So, they did not embrace Krishna. They are telling that he is Shyam, but not Shyam. He is in body, he is black, but not that black. One told that I know that he is the servant of Krishna. Why? My nose can judge it. They know the fragrance of Krishna body. He has taken the garland of Krishna, and this garland has some fragrance from Krishna body. So I am realizing it. Nose cannot dhokha nahi de sakti. They cannot cheat. We are very, very much. We have realized this. Uddhava saying, what to do? He was not fixing anything. They take Uddhava, they took Uddhava to near earth place and told, get them asan, seat to seat. But Uddhava took that asan in his head and kept it and sat on the earth. One gopi told, Uddhava, why you came in this way to us? You have forgotten the way. We have come to consolate Krishna father and mother. Why you came? I think that, we think that you have forgotten the way, so you can go by this way. What is the use? An object to come to us, we know that a son is always debted to his father and mother because they have bodily and blood relation. If they are telling that we are not son, but they are son. So Krishna has come from the womb of Yashoda by Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna can think that they should be
consoled.
Consoled. But why to us? Why you came to us? We have no relation. There was some relation, but it depends on ग्रहण करने पर मानने पर यदि कोई मानता है तो
एडमिटिंग
इट डिपेंड्स ऑन एडमिटिंग दैट ही इज माइन आई एम हिज हर ओनली वन नो ब्लड रिलेशन टू बी अस वी हैव नॉट मैरिज टू कृष्णा सो हाउ कृष्णा कैन सेंड एनीवन टू अस सो यू कैन गो टू हिज फादर एंड मदर. One gopi in the meantime told, Pyare Uddhav. Pyare means?
Dear or beloved.
Dear. Not beloved. Dear Uddhav. You are so much learned. We have heard of famous learned person you are. And you are friend of that black person, not telling his name. You are very, very near and dear to that black person. And you are also black. You have come from him. Can you tell one thing, reply or question? That there are two kinds of affection and love. One, pure love, affection. And other impure. First we are telling this, the sample are what?
Symptoms
of impure love and affection. Impure love, like swarthamai priti.
Self-interested love.
Self-interested love. This is not pure. I'm given some symptoms and examples like Kumbhi Istru Sukrita. Some lusty person used to give, to show their outer love only to meet them, to quench their thirst. And after that, they give up. They want to meet her. Like you black, and the bees are also black. Bees in the morning time, they fly to all the flowers, beautiful and fragrant and which have madhu
honey.
And they said, they sit there and take some honey from them, and again they fly to others, to new. They don't see behind, living up, new. Like you and your master, holy master. And if they take some honey, they leave, give up. Nishwan tajatanti ganika. Ganika?
Prostitute.
Then don't love anyone. They love money. When they take all the money of any person, lusty persons, they give up. go away from here. Bring money and then come. So they love only money, not any person. No? Like Chintamani left Bilvamangala. So many cases we see. In Western country we see lakhs and lakhs. A person, a woman give up their husband 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 10 times. I've heard that they have given up 40 times. At the age of 100 years, they again marry. Again this. If the husband is not giving money, they will give up. This prem is not bona fide. This is only like a lust. Emptyo. Akalpam nipati praja. There was a very powerful king. But now he has become old and he cannot control anyone. And his sons took all his wealth and money and kingdom. Then all praja. Praja means?
Citizens.
Citizens. Give up that old king. And they will love new kings. Like Adhita Vidya Acharyam. Accidents go to schools. And when they are matured in Vidya.
Knowledge.
They give up the school and they give up the acharya and the teacher. They never go again. In India, there are rich teachers. They do sacrifices and all for householders. If they take dakshina, dakshina means lakhi, lakshmi, charity. That they will not stay a moment there. They will return to their home. They will only stay there that dakshina should come out anyhow. And if they have received the dakshina, the grihastha will tell that, wait a little and you should tell Harikatha. I want to come here. No, I have no time. My children are waiting there. I have to go there. So many works there. Then let us stay. Khaga bita phalam. Birds living on the tree. When there are some fruits and
shade.
And he is quite green, having fruits and everything, then birds are there. Anyhow, if the tree dries, then they will fly to other trees. The animals, mriga means?
Deer.
They are living in a very beautiful jungle.
Forest.
As we went there to see the trees. Very beautiful trees. Valley was so green, so. But we should not saw any fruit tree. No flowers like Giriraj Govardhan, Beli, Chameli, Jui, and all others. And all kinds of fruits, jackfruit, mango, kadamba, and so many. And beautiful green. So, if there is fire in that forest, all go to another forest. Dakshinacha. Jaro bhukta ratim istriyam. And the persons, those who are lusty, they are friendship with women only for some days. And they will give up. So Uddhava can you tell that Krishna was not like so? And we are also not like so. Our love and affection was very pure, having no self-interest, no sense gratification. Both were pure. Then how it became like so, that Krishna went and we have been separated? If there is pure prema, devotion, everything, no self-interesting, not a smell of that is there. But how can you tell? Uddhava began to do like this. He has no answer. He could not tell anything. Uddhava, you cannot tell. Krishna cannot tell himself. That black cannot tell. Uddhava, you have no such turnings. Why is it? Now you are weeping. I think that he will also be weeping there. Why is it? In the meantime, one gopi came, one the most prominent gopi, lying down on the and she was not in senses. He got some sense and he saw in his heart that Krishna has left us and gone to Madhupuri. But we know that Krishna cannot live without woman, without any Kishori. He cannot live. She saw in his heart that, oh, lakhs and lakhs Jadavi, Kshatriyani, Kishoris, newly married, are loving Krishna and Krishna is loving them. One has become angry and Krishna apologizing. Again she is happy and then again another. She is doing this. So she becomes so angry in mood. Manavati. And then he began to tell Shisha that A, B, black bee came. And he thought that the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika is like a lotus, very fresh. And for Madhu, honey, he wanted to sit there. Srimati thought that he is not bee, he is some doot of
messenger
of Krishna. And he was singing, humming. No,
humming.
She saw that, she understood that. She went to touch my feet like Krishna used to touch her feet. He became so angry. Oh, at once go away from here. No samjhota,
compromise.
No compromise at all. If he can give up us, we can also give up him. So he has given up us, we have also given up. Why to compromise? No compromise. All we see that he has sent you to compromise. But how to compromise? You are very foolish. And also same time you are so much apavitra.
Impure.
We know that in Mathura there is a big shop. Very big shop. And there is so much wine there, so much, wholesale dealers. And see Madhupati, the master of Madhu, that shala, madhur shala, meant that
wine shop.
Little more, I can hear. One shop, wholesale dealer is that black person. Oh, we see that you are her servant, his servant, and you have come to console. She has ordered you to come, but we have no quality. How to come and how to console? He told. B was humming. He understood. Oh, I know. Why you are doing like apologizing and doing so, and you are taking my lord's feet on your head? We know. You want to cheat us again? You cannot cheat. We have cheated once, but now you are so wise, we will not be cheated. Go on. Go on from here.
Now what? Grow all from here.
At once, don't touch, because you are so impure. Oh, you are telling that I am not impure? Yes, certainly you are impure. What is in your this?
Mustache.
What is? Why it is yellow? Where you got? He told that. And he was humming, and they were understanding gopis. What's the meaning?